Silent and brooding lay the ruins of an ancient port city on the shores of the underground sea. This is Shadow Sea, conquest of the underground world. The Sunless Kingdom. The forest that conceals the Sunless Kingdom stretches for hundreds of miles through the Underlands. It is actually neither entirely dark, nor a forest in the true sense of the word, as the trees are actually a mixture of fungal and plant life in shades of blues, reds, and purples. The forest is the home of a variety of creatures beneath the canopy of giant mushroom caps and treetops, most grazing on the many types of fungus and plants on the forest floor. Below this forest floor is a maze of dark and deadly catacombs that hide many other denizens of this foul place. It has been theorized that the plant and fungal life on the surface of the Underlands absorbs the magnetic and ethereal energy that twists and courses throughout, and that this energy helps to breed many of the strange and alien creatures found in the catacombs. The inhabitants of the forest are loosely organized into the Sunless Kingdom by the troglodytes, reptilian creatures with bird-like features and a propensity to ally with any powerful forces. Troglodytes speak in a sing-song manner and have an uncanny ability to mimic languages. They show surprising intelligence, making them uniquely suited as mercenaries for the highest bidder or brokers for other creatures. Troglodytes are greedy creatures that crave golden trinkets, but are more than willing to trade for any items that catch their fancy. Troglodytes are found within the forest in colonies of hundreds or even thousands, with the main population rarely venturing outside the forest. They have also been spotted traveling into the catacombs beneath the forest floor to trade with the gruesome inhabitants of those dark tunnels. Troglodyte shamans that enter the festering gloom of the catacombs are able to coax these monsters to the surface of the Underlands, usually with payments of fresh meat. Recently, many of the troglodytes have joined into exploratory war bands with other creatures of the forest instead of simply working as mercenaries. These war bands are feared by the other forces for their unpredictability, as they often employ monstrous creatures that tear into enemies with an insatiable bloodlust. Troglodyte handlers manage to control these beasts and direct them in battle, but more often than not, the ravenous animals simply eat any fresh meat they can find. Some of the most feared of the creatures include giant birds that can crack a man's skull as easily as a melon, murderous garks from the deep catacombs, and their diminutive kobold servants, fearsome giant humanoids called trolls by our men, and a race of tall insectoid beings called Klaalchk by the Trogs. Most of the humanoids of the Sunless Kingdom utilize simple stone-tipped axes and spears with the hafts made from the strange fungal trees of the forest. But the enigmatic Klaalchk weapons are actually living creatures that fire poisonous darts or spray out caustic acid. The weapons of the Klaalchk provide exceptionally deadly ranged attack capability to the Sunless Kingdom, making their warbands difficult to combat. Some of the living weapons are used as explosives that can blast apart anything nearby or spread poisonous gases that cause victims to die horrifically, their skin and eyes blistering, and lungs ruptured. Only the Klaalchk are able to employ these weapons in battle, apparently able to communicate in some way with them. A few of the most intelligent of the Klaalchk have also recovered ancient ether weapons and managed to incorporate them into their arsenal. While this was initially attributed to sheer luck, it is now believed that there are many scientists within the Klaalchk forces that are diligently studying the secrets of ether technology for reasons that are unclear at the present time. None of their hive strongholds have been located anywhere within the Underlands to date, and it is feared they may hold many terrible secrets, when they are finally discovered.
Thanks, guys, for listening to today's tales. You can find our Indie Invasion podcast on all podcast platforms, including Podbean, Google, and iTunes. And please visit us on Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, Twitter, and if you can, support us on Patreon/IndieInvasion. And feel free to email us with any questions or comments at IndieInvasion@gmail.com. And remember, guys, don't forget to prepare yourself for the invasion.